is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord, we praise you in the house today. Thank you for another awesome weekend. Thank you for another awesome day and waking us up here today. We praise your holy name here today. We ask for your blessings, Lord, on this study. Speak to us through your Word. Open our eyes here today through your Word as to what age and time and the signs of the times in which we live in here now. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. We're going to hear something I preached about a year ago here today and tomorrow on this Monday and Tuesday. It's entitled The Days of Noah and the Days of Lot. I've preached it before, but hey, I could preach this thing every week and it would be different. And I believe this is going back around to the start of the coronavirus, I believe, from hearing some of the references. And so that's what we're going to hear today. I'll have the same opening play today, play here today and tomorrow. So if you hear this opening tomorrow, hey, stay tuned. You're going to hear the end of this message if it's Tuesday. If it's Monday, join us again here tomorrow. We'll wrap this up. And then come Wednesday, you'll hear the sermon I just preached the other day at Island Community Church, and that is a more sure word of prophecy. We're in the book of 2 Peter at church, and that's what we'll be hearing Wednesday and Thursday. Some good news on other ways to follow along with us. There's a new app for both the church and for WGOD. You can search for the WGOD radio in the App Store, or search for WGOD Radio Broadcast in the Android, in the Google Play Store. You can follow along. You can give financially, help support this radio ministry. You can listen live to the programming at WMIE. You can listen live to this program at 5:30 in the evening, right through the app on your phone, or tell a friend who lives in another side of the country they can listen in. So search and download that app now. WGOD Radio, and with the church, Island Community Church, FL. On there, you can watch the services live. They're streamed live at around 10:35 on Sunday morning and from 6 to 7 on Wednesday evening. Getting ready to wrap up the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 20 this Wednesday. Love to see you. So, okay, that's what's going on here in the ministry. I invite you to church. God's doing a great work at our church, and I'd love you to be a part of it. God honored to the uttermost our decision to keep our doors open during this pandemic and to trust in God and to do what Daniel did when the government told him to do something. The government told him not to pray, and he didn't make a big deal out of it. He just kept doing what he always did, and God blessed him for it. Likewise, the Lord's doing the same thing with us at the church and honoring our decision to keep our doors open and to trust in God in the face of adversity. You don't tell us to shut the church. We are, as we read in Romans 13, you're to obey the government when they put up a stop sign and when they ask you to pay taxes. But when they tell you now and they outlaw singing in church, that's a whole nother thing. When they say you can't sing or you can't go to church or your church is to be shut down, no, that's a whole nother thing. But that's sermon for another day. Here today, we're looking at, these are some of the signs. You'll know Jesus is coming back. The days of Noah, when things are here on terra firma, as they were when Noah was around, when they were marrying and giving in marriage, you'll know his return is near. Also, Lot, only in Luke are you able to read it. He says, likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. You'll hear that in this message here too. Enjoy today's program.
I'm so happy to have my good friend, boat captain Jim Ross, here today. We prayed for him last week. He injured his neck. I've learned so much about fishermen in the Bible through Jim. So for the record, now Captain Jim has a radio program on from 7 to 9 at on our AM station. It's called Catch a Memory Outdoors. If you're ever looking to charter a boat or go out here from watching a launch of a rocket to catching some fish, Captain Jim, as soon as he's healed up, is the one to contact. But I've learned so much about, especially Peter, through him. You know, every week they read this weather report, you know, and they give you a report on the wind, you know, where they say the waves are 2 feet at 7 seconds. That means every 7 seconds you're going to get hit with a... And the times when you don't go out is when it's like 5 feet at 2 seconds. So now when Peter walked on water, this is like Peter got the boating report. It was like 10 feet at 1 second. Would you go out on the water at 10 feet? These guys laugh at fools out here that go out on the water 10 feet at 1 second. I just hear it now. Here's Peter's radio going off. And today's weather report is 10 feet at 1 second. And Jesus is walking on the water. And he says, come on out. And what great faith that was. And he got up and got out of the boat. And he was doing fine until he turned around and looked at his surroundings and saw that he should be sinking. And once he took his eyes off of Jesus, bloop, down he went. So I just appreciate that. I appreciate you visiting here today and helping me have a better understanding of that. And we're looking here today at the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And I'm so grateful, too, to be able to do another baptism. We've had a bunch of baptisms lately. Barbara was baptized a couple weeks ago, and Scott as well. And I'm so thrilled that we've run out of baptism certificates. So, yeah, get it right. What a great thing to run out of, right? So, I know many of you love Bible prophecy, as I do as well. We've been having a wonderful time on Wednesday evenings here at the church, and I've decided at the last minute to scrap the sermon that I had and to instead look some more at Bible prophecy. Now, Pastor Darren will be preaching next Sunday. By the way, there's no Sunday school next week, so the service at 10:30 will be the only thing and first thing going on. So the following Sunday, I'll be starting 1 Corinthians verse by verse. Now, I want to look today at the days of Noah and the days of Lot. If you want to turn with me to Luke chapter 17, as well as put a finger in Matthew chapter 24. Luke 17, Matthew chapter 24. Let's pick it up. Luke 17, verse 26. Now, Jesus says, now, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, now again, you see, once the righteous, in this case, only eight were removed. Then judgment came. So they ate, they drank, they bought, planted, built. But on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so it will be in the day, this is verse 30, even so it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in his house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise is the one who is in the field. Let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. You know, you used to be able to see Lot's wife. It was even in Jesus' time, they still knew where that pillar of salt was. It's gone now, but you used to be able to visit it even up until that time. Remember Lot's wife. Verse 33, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it. Now, with that in mind, we're looking today at the question that's on everyone's mind this morning. When is Jesus going to return to put an end to all the evil in the world? Is this the time? Should Captain Jim still take reservations for next year? The answer to that is yes. We always press on. See, that's what was wrong in one of these cities, is they expected him to come back, so the boat captains stopped taking reservations. And that's when Paul said, if you're going to stop working, then you don't eat anymore either. No, we continue to do what we do until the Lord comes back. Now, with that in mind, Matthew 24, verse 36. It's the same story, but a different discourse. Not spoken at the same. This is not another writer's report of the same thing. This was a different, totally different discourse. Matthew 24, 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man knows. No, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Mark 13, 32, Jesus says, not even the Son knows when he's coming back. Even Jesus did not know when his return is. Now, keep in mind here that this is all one paragraph. The days of Noah and people being removed from this earth, it's all one paragraph. It's one paragraph, not two. I'm not combining years apart. This is one paragraph of one speech. Verse 37, Matthew 24, 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And he did not know, or he knew not, until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So what characterized the days of Noah? Answer, indifference. And people oblivious to the coming judgment. I got this note from the great Baptist preacher. His name is R.A. Criswell. He says, quote, Noah's day was characterized by a preoccupation with trivial matters and a neglect of spiritual matters. Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. Such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Jesus returns. Unquote. I love that commentary. That about sums it up, doesn't it? Sums it up to a T. At the time of Jesus' return, the people of the world will be preoccupied with trivial matters. And they will neglect spiritual matters. Friend, look around and smell the coffee. Judgment's coming here on the United States of America. Some would venture to say it's already here. But Jesus said, you'll know his return is near when things are as they were in the days of Noah. That's one of the signs you'll know his return is near. Now, how also were the days of Noah? Genesis chapter 6 says this. Back in the Old Testament, Genesis 6:9 says, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now listen to this verse. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Hebrew word Hamas, like the terror group in the Palestinians. This is a sign that you'll know Jesus' return is near, is when the earth is filled with violence. So the Lord looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. Now again, stop and meditate on that for a minute. The earth was filled with violence. Turn the news on today. Let me ask a question. Is that going on today? Is the earth full of violence today? Are we still waiting for this to be fulfilled? Peter wrote this, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom he went and preached to the spirits in prison. When once, who formerly were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, wherein the few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water." 8 people. Do you hear what he's saying? Out of all the people in the world, only 8 got saved. Maybe there was 10 million people in the world. 8 people got saved. Noah, Noah's wife, Noah's 3 sons, and their wives. And that's it. Talk about boats. If you could find the ark today, you know what you'd find on the outside of it? Like the inside of a coffin of someone you buried alive. Scratch marks. Scratch marks. People that laugh at him when it hasn't even rained. And he's out here 120 years building a boat. And as it was during that time, so it will be when he returns. Legendary days. People unprepared. People oblivious to the upcoming judgment of God. All the signs bear witness we are living on the threshold of the return of Jesus Christ. Now keep in mind, the days of Noah involved a deliverance for the people of God from the wrath of God. How about the second coming? Will he do likewise? What will happen then? Matthew chapter 24, where we were at, verse 40. Now, hear me. This is the same paragraph of him speaking when he was talking about the days of Noah. He hasn't changed subjects. It's the same paragraph, okay? This is all going to happen together. Not separate. Chapter 24, verse 40 starts with the word then. Then 2 will be in the field. 1 will be taken. 1 will be left. 2 women will be grinding at the mill. 1 will be taken. 1 will be left. See, always at just the right moment, deliverance precedes judgment. Happened in Noah's time. It happened in Egypt and Moses' time. The Lord said to all who keep his word that he will keep them from the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world. Isn't that good news? That God has promised not to treat you the same way as the Christ haters will be treated when this happens? The Bible says concerning those times and seasons, you've got no need that I write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly well the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Notice the distinction there, verse 3. Notice there were they. When they say, peace and safety, destruction comes upon them. They will not escape. Now verse 4, but you are not in darkness that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are sons of light. You are sons of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Not drunk, not on meds, sober, able to think, able to hear from God. Satan's got everyone all doped up so you don't hear from God. I said, Satan's got everyone doped up so that you don't hear from God. I'm not talking about on something for an illness. I'm talking about doped up to get through life, like I did for 20 years. this in Exodus 8. He said, in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people dwell, so that no swarms of flies will be there, so that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. And I will make a distinction between my people and your people. And tomorrow this will be. In other words, God takes care of his own. Either he'll take us out of the world or protect us in the world. God does not treat his believers the same way as he will all those that reject Jesus Christ. You won't be subject to the wrath that's going to fall upon an unrepentant world. He's either going to see you through it like he did before. Not even a cow was hurt. If you go back and read Exodus and the 10 plagues of Egypt, not even a cow was hurt. He'll either protect you through it or take you out of this world. God takes care of his own. Okay, lastly, how about the days of Lot? Lastly, it's only 11:15. Sorry for those visiting. We usually go a lot longer. That's all right. I'm not done yet. Never fear. I haven't phoned it in yet. Not in 9 years. I'm not going to start now. Luke chapter 17. Back again to Luke, verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, drank, married wives, given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28 starts with the word likewise. The likewise here is referring to destruction, the end result. Notice verse 27, it ends with destroyed them all. So does verse 29. Okay, likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. This is the only place you find this in the Bible. It's not in any other gospel where Jesus gave this other sign so that you'll know his return is near, is when things were like they were in the days of Lot, that's how you'll know my return is near. They ate, they drank, they bought and sold and planted and built, but on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and here comes the catchphrase, and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, the righteous will be delivered, and everyone else will suffer destruction. Just as the entire world's population did, except for 8 people in the days of Noah. And like everyone in Sodom, except for 4 people, one of which, longing for the world, turned back and turned into a pillar of salt. That's verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Maybe you say, oh, I don't believe that. Jesus says, remember what happened to Lot's wife. Rule number 1, if Jesus says it, you can bet your sweet bippy that it's truth. As he says, Jonah was 3 days, you know, I got all these fish stories. I didn't plan this. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus said it. Believe it. It's true. Remember Lot's wife. So we looked at what characterized the days of Noah. So, question. What characterized the days of Lot? You know, on my cell phone, I got this ringtone. It's crickets. I think I need to play that right about now. Crickets? No one wants to say anything. What, are you afraid they're going to come and run you out? Do you hear what happened in California and Nevada on Friday? The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 not to allow any church have more than 50 people in it. Anytime the governor sees fit, or anytime there's a pandemic or during the coronavirus, until there is a cure. Now, they know it's going to be, if ever a cure, 5 years. And the judge that George Bush appointed, a Republican, joined forces with the four liberal judges, and they voted 5-4. Everyone else in Nevada is operating at 50% occupancy, but the church, they said, no, 50 people is all you can have. And this was a small church. This was a Calvary chapel that holds 80 people. Took this all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. Now no church can have more than 50 people in it. That's crazy.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Praise him with trumpet sounds. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him. with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath